We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
How do you guys feel about going away with a bunch of friends or maybe even your family members? Do you still do it with your partner when other people are in the house or the hotel room?
I've never been presented the opportunity to, so I can't answer. I don't feel like
I would.
So as we go along this podcast, I just want you to take yourself to a time where maybe you were sneaky with your person and somebody was in the other room.
Oh, okay.
And you felt like a rebel. Or maybe that one time you did and you got walked in on. Just think about that for a second so you can feel what Angela Domino is about to feel as we talk about this. The funniest part is we just got back from a weekend in Michigan where we went to go celebrate Angie's birthday.
Yes.
And there was a handful of us, including her boyfriend. Now, I wasn't naive to think that she wouldn't get it.
Yeah, it's her birthday weekend.
Guys, I told you I was bringing cuffs. Come on.
She did. She brought handcuffs.
Sexy lady.
And batteries.
Toys. Yeah, I saw her toys.
Which also is funny. She takes that thing with her everywhere.
And she's so proud of it, too. She's like, guys, this is like the goat vibrator.
It is. No shame.
So the funny part is, at two different times, we were downstairs
in playing Michigan.
Games in Michigan in this cabin in the middle of nowhere with
having a
snow falling. We were having a couple drinks, getting ready for dinner. I was like, well, where's Angie? So I go upstairs. I'm a little tipsy because I feel like, you know, we're away for the weekend. I'm screaming her name. She's not answering. I think she's lost.
Yeah. It's a big house.
Is that happening?
I couldn't hear you. Someone else was screaming
I was screaming her name. Okay. So by the way, that is more than enough warning that you're being looked for.
I did not hear you.
And then I walk in the room.
And there she is. Ass up.
No, she was actually. She was on the ground.
You weren't even in the bed, bro.
No, she was on the ground, and her boyfriend looks up at me.
Oh my gosh, friend. I feel so bad
and smiles.
We are bonded for. Oh, he smiled like, "What up, Nina?" and kept going.
Yeah,
that's a good visual.
Well, Angie kept going. She knew I just walked in the
and
door.
And Angie's just like, "Hey."
She turned her head around for a brief second, I think, just to see who it was, and went right back to what she was doing. Please don't let me interrupt you.
We are bonded for life over this.
I go back downstairs and I'm like, good Lord, feeling a little scarred because that was more than I'd ever want to see of my little sister.
For sure.
Then Krista.
Oh, please. Please.
Nina!
Let me tell you. Please let me tell you.
You tell it.
Okay. All right. So
two different
we're all
times.
Lit, right? It's a little late. I'll say it's about 2:30 in the morning and I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. I go.
Well, you also picked a.
Yeah, this is a double thing that happened to me.
Okay.
Like a double thing.
Okay.
I go to our designated bathroom, Nina, that we have for our room.
Right.
I open the door and there is a naked woman on the bathroom floor that is not Angie. So I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Let me go. So I left her on the floor. I'm pretty sure she was drunk and was like puking or something. And she just happened to be naked.
Sure.
No big deal. And I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I can't think. Like, I have to go so bad. Mind you, I'm lit. So I'm like, all right. And I don't.
There were two other bathrooms.
There were two
mind
other
you.
Bathrooms, but I had to go, bro. It was gonna happen. So the closest one was Angie's room's bathroom. I open the door, and here's Angie getting in it. No. Pause. Angie's not doing anything at this point. She's like laying there cuddling. I'm like, okay, cool. And I don't even look. I'm like, guys, mind you, I'm on FaceTime with my boyfriend too. I'm drunk on FaceTime.
Yeah. He was with us the whole weekend.
Me. So I'm like, Angie, I'm so sorry. I got to go. There's a naked woman in the bathroom. Just let me pee. Go in the bathroom. I'm peeing drunk on FaceTime with my man. Open the door, and here's Angie just getting it in. And I'm like, you know I'm in here. And
I don't remember.
You weren't doing anything.
I don't remember, and I don't even like,
Angie.
Angie, you weren't doing anything when I got in the room. So
maybe
I'm like,
you took
oh, I'm green
long.
Light.
I forgot you were in
then
there.
Then I peed, come out, and she's going. I'm like, maybe I inspired them.
I wonder if her man is kind of
like into it.
No, what's it called when you're a
voyeurism?
Exhibitionist?
Yeah,
because he's smiling at me when I'm walking
and
in on YouTube.
Super sweet. He's just laying on his back, arms behind his head, just happy. And Angie's just going, like her little bobblehead, just going. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like,
oh
my boyfriend's
God.
On FaceTime. I'm like, Krista, you could just sneak out. You don't have to announce that you're leaving. Just go. Oh my God.
I love your boyfriend so
okay,
much.
The real problem with this story, I'm not the problem. I'm going to tell you what the real problem is, that there were no damn locks on any of these doors in this house.
Angie.
I couldn't even lock the door if I wanted to.
But Angie, you hear me coming. Angela.
I didn't hear you, Nino. How am I hearing you when I'm busy?
Angie.
I don't hear that. I'm not paying attention to you.
This house,
by
the way.
I'm in a
zone.
Yeah.
In the zone.
So this
you're
house also has hardwood floors.
That's what you can hear.
So the echo, you can hear walking. You cannot miss a single thing. I know, because I didn't get a damn lick of sleep the entire weekend.
No, poor Nina.
But I just don't understand how you don't hear that. The best part is that you were in the bathroom and she knew and you came out.
That's what I was just about
still
to say. I'm like, bro, you know I'm here.
Was
like,
this
I'm
night one or two?
This was two. No, one. This is the first night.
Yeah, night one.
This is
oh,
the very
I remember
first night.
Nothing.
But like, Angie, I don't understand. Like, you, I was there. Like, y'all weren't doing anything at first. And then I go pee and I come out and y'all are gabbing at it.
I think he's an exhibitionist.
I think so too.
And that's
I think
fine.
I ignited the flame when I went to the bathroom.
Have you guys done it in public other times? You guys are good at the car.
We have done it a couple other times, a couple
y'all
other places.
Nasty. I
sometimes
like that.
You just need to do it.
I get
no,
it, girl. I'm right there
I'm just,
with you.
I'm exploring my theory that he's an exhibitionist.
I don't even know what that means.
It means that he likes when other people are watching.
Like voyeurism. Like he enjoys people watching him, or you guys enjoy watching other people.
Because
I don't think so. I actually know. No, he doesn't.
Okay. I mean, it's cool,
Angie,
you know, if he's listening,
then.
If you're into
be,
it.
It must be Angie.
No, I don't
then.
Either.
It
no,
happens
I don't,
a lot.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Just little,
I just know that
every time
I don't remember that.
Every time
and I didn't
I see
hear
you
any
now.
Of you guys coming.
I know.
I just look at you and I just see your little head just going like this.
Oh my God.
Help us.
It's so funny because you know what? Before we did this, I was curious what the etiquette was, you know, like for other people. And I think it all comes down to your group of friends and
yeah.
how close you are. But like, you know, like Miss Manners or whoever.
I could get it in with you all in the same house.
For I mean,
sure.
I also, I let that be known. I was like, this
you
is
did.
My bag of
you
tricks.
Did.
This is my Barney bag.
You did.
And this is what's happening.
And you were
right.
ready.
But I think we knew that it was
yeah.
going to happen.
Yeah.
We just
didn't think
know.
We were going to see it.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to see it. I didn't even care if we heard it. We kind of anticipated
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
same.
You guys were like, I want to hear it.
I will admit.
The room right across from
I
me.
Did do that. Yes, I wanted
that
to.
That was Krista. Because I've already
me.
Heard
was
you
me.
Another time.
For sure.
Well, so
I wanted to be included because Nina had already heard you before. So I was like, okay, my turn.
Right.
Oh my God.
Trash.
So, you know, but it happens to a lot of people. This just happened to be Angie was the target for this particular weekend.
Yeah, no, I can't, y'all. I was trying to think when you gave us this topic to think about recording this podcast episode. I've had roommates. Mm-hmm. I've had three female roommates. I've never been walked in on. I've probably been overheard. Someone's because I'm loud
oh,
naturally,
yeah.
so that's probably happened. But no one's ever walked in on me before.
Do you feel, Angie, do you feel embarrassed, or are you like whatever?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
feel
I feel like she doesn't care. I feel like
care.
She's Gucci. Like she's yeah. cool. Like yeah, okay.
Have other people ever walked in on you before?
No, never. I'm trying to think. No.
Oh, we're special, Neem.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I guess
we're like real life bonded now.
Wait, you guys like didn't see his junk, right?
Well, it was.
I don't recall that part.
Okay, cool.
I was.
I did not see his junk. No.
Oh, okay.
Because it was hidden.
See, so
we saw yours.
I could not see it.
I don't care about that.
This is so nasty, guys.
It is. But think about it. If you're listening, maybe you've never walked in on your friend. Maybe they've walked in on you. Maybe your parents have walked in
never.
On you.
I would die.
I think it's always so funny because you have conversations with your friends, and we do it here a lot at the podcast. You know, we talk about sex and what it, you know, relationships and all that kind of stuff. But when you actually have to see your people, because I have a hard time even imagining it. Like, I don't really, Krista, want to imagine you with your man.
Really?
No, I mean, I know it happens, but I just like don't think about the other
side. That's so hard.
Nina's
because
not a bad looking girl. I could see you. I would be okay, you know, accidentally on purpose walking in on you and your man.
I think of people having sex.
We gotta make sure locks around whenever Krista's there. What?
I think of people having sex all the time because I'm such a visual person.
So you thought about me and what I look like having sex?
No.
Oh.
But like.
Oh, now you really hurt her feelings. Like who?
Like, okay, so say someone's like, oh, I was with my man this weekend and we went this and that, and then, you know, we got it in. I'm like, oh.
And you visualize.
And then I think about
that.
It. I'm like, I wonder what you did.
And then, okay. Like, how does that make you feel? Do you feel like that's hot or do you feel like that's funny?
I guess it depends on the person.
Who it is. Yeah, that's fun.
I can't see. For me, it's funny. More funny than hot.
No, it's hot for me, bro.
For my friends. Because I don't like to think about it that way.
Yeah, because we have that dynamic where we feel comfortable sharing some sex stories with each other.
Right, and I'm totally good with that. But I never think like, I mean, maybe it's hot for you, but I'm not.
I'd be like Nina, that's hot. Like, some of the things that you've told me, you put me on game. I was like,
don't even start.
You too, and I'd be like, what? I don't even know you could go that far back or something like that, you know?
You're only saying that because you saw her do it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm impressed. Your little sister, Nina, she's like the got clean.
I be trying. You got to keep these men happy, because if not, they're going to go find it somewhere else.
Don't get me started.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're talking about this guy.
Well, because I just think it's so funny. Like, did you ever walk in on your parents when you were younger?
Yes, I did. It was awful. I have a disgusting story about my parents. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll make it quick as possible. I was, every time I go home, my parents in our old home have this special type of Tempur-Pedic mattress that I can just fall asleep instantly in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, cool. So one day I'm about by myself, home alone, and I cuddle in my parents' bed and I'm knocked out. I'm like, oh, I love this. I'm in heaven. And all of a sudden, while I'm asleep, like in REM cycle, I start feeling this vibration under my body.
Wait, you were
in bed?
No, my mom and dad were not there at the house, but I was in my mom and dad's bed.
Okay.
So I'm asleep. In REM cycle, as in deep sleep, and my body starts just vibrating by itself. So I'm like, what the f*** is going on with my parents' bed? So I get out of bed, I lift up the mattress, and I kid you not, it's like a dildo vibrator. The size of like this computer screen. It's huge, bro. It's like dick me down, huge.
Oh
so
my God.
Put the mattress back down and don't say anything, right? I'm at the dinner table. Fast forward like 3 hours later.
I could not say something.
I'm like 25 years old. So
I would chase my mom around with it.
I'm about to be like, I'm about to set my parents up. So we're eating dinner. And I'm like, mom, dad, did y'all get a new mattress? And dad's like, no, why? I was like, I was just asleep earlier today in y'all's bed. And all of a sudden it just starts vibrating. And mom's like, oh yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, that's right. Remember, we did get the new mattress, and it was delivered, and we forgot to tell you. And
Oh my goodness!
My parents are savage.
They still don't know that you know.
No, yes, they know, because they had to make up that excuse about a new mattress. Like when I put them on the spot,
yeah.
Like they probably just were not bold enough to say it's your mom and I's sex toy.
That's
they were
really
just like,
funny.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. We did get a new mattress. One time I pressed eject on a DVD player to watch a DVD and there was porn in it.
Oh my gosh, my dad had a USB drive and there was from work. It had his work logo and there was all kind of porn. I'm like, our parents are so savage. Oh my gosh.
So that's why the math is math, and Nina, that's why Angie's the way she is, and that's why I'm the way I am.
I guess so. I never found any of that stuff. And mom, just because I know you're listening, I remember when I was younger too, I walked in on them because I was hearing noises come from their bedroom and I was getting worried because I would always sleep with my door open because I was scared of like ghosts and all that kind of stuff. So I hear noises and I'm like, oh no, don't hurt my parents. So I get up, I go in there.
And they're getting it
and
in.
I'm like, what's going on? I just remember my mom and dad popping up and my mom going, we're just hugging.
That's so classy.
That's cute.
We're just hugging, honey.
That's classy.
So classy. It's the same woman I found edible underwear in her drawer.
Nice.
Love it.
Sexy and classy.
No, my mom is a classy broad.
I'm going to be just like her when I grow up.
And I told her that I found the edible underwear. And she told me that it was just that it
she like a gag cute. Gift
yeah,
or something.
It was like a gag gift.
Okay, mommy.
Our parents are human, y'all. They are human. They're, you know, they got needs too.
At the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with any of this.
Exactly.
There isn't. But I, the last person I would like to walk in on me is my
it's your parent. 100%.
I can't, y'all.
Man. So, Ange, moving forward on other weekend getaways with other friends, are you going to do anything different to avoid what just happened?
I'm going to pick a house on the door. With locks on the door.
Or even
and I'm
like,
gonna, or you know what? I'm gonna put a sock on the door.
I was just gonna
that's
say,
yeah, give us like a heads up.
Yeah,
I'm
like
getting
the
it in.
Okay, but time out.
A scrunchie.
Guys, time out. If I'm missing, what else would I have been doing?
Well, you could have been like you could have been outside in the hot tub. You could have hit your head.
Yeah, all the time.
Thank you, Nina.
This girl couldn't walk down the stairs
and hurt herself.
We heard this. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh my God, that was the best, y'all.
Me and Krista were asleep. We decided to let everybody else. You know, do their thing. And I was just tired like I was the whole weekend. I hear and I see Angie pop her head in to see what Krista and I are doing. Then all of a sudden she shuts the door and we hear.
And
then, we hear another voice say, what did they say?
Oh, Angie. You know, that's her boyfriend at the bottom of the stairs. Like,
and
Angie.
He's probably laid out face down like I'm.
Oh my God.
Overall, that was a good weekend. Thank you for letting me come, Angie. Your birthday was fun.
It was one of the most, it was probably my favorite weekend ever and my favorite birthday.
That's so sweet.
That's good.
Beautiful home, good friends, good drinks, lots of sex.
Memory is just ingrained into
poor
our
minds hot tub.
Forever.
Poor hot tub.
I only went into it when it was clean.
Yeah, we went in the hot tub when it was just us three.
And the rest
is history.
We let Ange and her boyfriend be in the hot tub, and I was not trying to get pregnant. Ew!
Oh my gosh, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.